Good afternoon and welcome to the Bean Report for Tuesday, October 8th, brought to you by the Manitoba Pulse Growers Association. Kristen Podolsky is the production specialist with MPGA. And Kristen, how's soybean harvest coming along right now?
Soybean harvest is, it continues to progress, although we were hung up a little bit last week with some rain that went through parts of the province. And overall, I would say that soybean harvest is about 50% complete across the province, but most of that progress is being made in central and eastern Manitoba compared to western Manitoba, which is probably just starting to get started.
So when we're trying to get as much of the crop into the hopper as possible, what are some things that that producers need to keep in mind in terms of minimizing harvest losses?
Right. I've been out in quite a few soybean fields measuring harvest losses, and the results are actually quite surprising. I've measured harvest losses that are ranging anywhere from 3 to 6 bushels per acre, which adds up to quite a bit of money and is actually accounting for up to 15% of the yield. That being said, we aren't ever going to get those harvest losses down to zero. And observations this year are actually that we're dealing with shorter plants and lower pod heights. This could be just a function of the year that it was, with maybe some delayed planting and the cooler start to the season. We're finding that a lot of the pods are just 2 or 3 inches off the ground. But it's just something that growers need to be aware of, and there are actually a few adjustments that maybe they can make on their combines that maybe they haven't thought of otherwise in previous years.
So the majority of these losses are seeds left on the ground?
Most of them are happening at the header, or where the cutter bar isn't cutting low enough, and we're leaving a lot of pods on the stubble.
And then finally here, Kristen, edible bean harvest is wrapping up right now?
Yeah, the dry bean harvest is probably close to 80% complete, with a little bit more progress in the Morton Winkler area as compared to Portage, which was halted by some rains there last week.
All right. That's Kristen Podolsky of the Manitoba Pulse Growers Association, and this has been the Bean Report. You can find out more at manitobapulse.ca.